everybody came through from Saturday. Little Stefan Skugel's still struggling, so he won't be involved at West Ham. Jay McEvely just about got through 85 minutes, remarkably, I think, to play Tuesday, Saturday when you've done no sort of game time prior to that pre-season. But he was, I think, feeling it towards the end of the game.
How's Stefan Skugel's injury coming on then?
Yeah, it's coming on. With he's getting scanned and everything. There might be a little bit more of something there than we first initially thought. So we'll just see how he is for the rest of the week.
That must be frustrating then, when you thought it wasn't something major and it could possibly turn into a bit of a longer layoff.
Yeah, slightly longer. Nothing too bad, we hope. But you know, these things can happen where, you know, he says that he's been feeling something, and we do all the procedure, and then. You know, it's not down to our, it's not our medical staff, it's being missed on a scan.
In terms of what that could mean then, I suppose, is you just have to give him as much time as possible, don't you, at this stage of the season?
Definitely, no different to anybody else. We'll give him every chance to get fully fit before we get him back involved.
Have you been impressed with Jay McEvely then? You mentioned he's not had much game time.
Yeah, I think he's put two mature performances in at left back. I think especially at Peterborough the other night, for his debut he was good. And then for his home debut, he was very solid and very steady. I think it's an ideal foil for Bob Harris, the two of them battling out for that left-back spot. And of course, Jay can do left-centre-half as well.
I know Wallace as well was set to feature for the under-21s today. Is he playing for them?
Yes, he is, yeah. He's going to have, we hope, towards an hour, depending on how the game goes. And then we'll see how he is as regards the squad for tomorrow night.
If he comes through it okay, then could he be in the squad?
Yeah, he might be on the bench. We'll see how he feels afterwards. He's meeting up with us on the way down, so... we'll assess him sort of tomorrow and how he's reacted.
It's amazing what a difference a week makes, doesn't it? We stood here this time last week, no points on the board, and people starting to get a little bit frustrated and stressed, I guess, but now 6 points on the board and things are looking much brighter.
They are, yeah. We're still frustrated and stressed, but at least we've got 6 points on the board.
Yeah, it makes life a lot better, doesn't it, even if you do have those worries still.
Yeah, it does. It does, and, you know, I thought we were a bit nervy on Saturday, especially late on. You know, we don't like to sort of see the game out as we did. I thought we saw it out much better at Peterborough away from home, but I think the fact we were desperate for a clean sheet and that first home league victory, all those sort of factors, I'd hope later on in the season we can relax a little bit more and go and get that second goal, which we deserved.
Yeah, lots of fans mentioning that final 10 minutes to us after the game, saying it wasn't exactly the football they'd like to see, but do you just have to get the win in those occasions?
Yeah, it was, and it's one of those where I think the players thought it was probably a little bit later in the game. But I think there was about 5 minutes to go and we had the ball in the corner. We don't sort of tell them to keep it in the corner at that point. We don't mind the last 30 seconds or a minute, but we don't like to see it that early on. We encourage them to come out and play. I think we did it once where we came out and then switched it to the other side. Ben Davis switched it to Flinney, and Bob Harris overlapped and we had a good chance from it. That's the sort of thing we do. You go in there, you keep it, and then you're trying to create a chance, but we always tell them to try and get that second goal.
I know Chris Morgan said to us after the game, your 6 points have come from probably two of your scrappier performances, but that's indicative of the league, isn't it?
It is. I don't think we've done too much different in the games. I don't think we've played as well since the opening day against Bristol City when we lost. And yet we've picked up two wins in the last couple of games, and we've probably battled and scrapped a little bit better. But it's taken three, I think, brilliant goals to win those two games. That's two from Jose Baxter and one from Ben Davis, outstanding. Unfortunately, we're missing the easier chances we're creating at the moment.
Do you feel that your side are feeling a little bit more settled now? Do you think it's getting that way?
Yeah, not totally. We're not totally happy with everything yet. But I think the confidence we can take from the last two victories will help in that department.
What aren't you happy with at the moment, and what do you still need to improve on, do you think?
Lots of things, you know. I think we started the game reasonably well, but we want to have a little bit more tempo early on in the game, especially at Bramall Lane. They got back into it at the end of the first half and could have gone in ahead. But second half, I thought we came out for that first 10 or 15 minutes, created chances and did throughout the majority of the second half. So I think if we can get that second goal, you know, we've never been more than one goal ahead in any of the games. So that second goal should hopefully bring some more confidence and we can push on from there.
Do you feel the goals are here in your side then, or are you still looking to maybe get another goal scorer in with a week left of the window now?
We'd take one if there was one out there, certainly. You know, we've said all along we'd still like another couple of players in the next 7 days, so we're trying to do that. But you see the chances that we are creating, they're going across the face of the goal again. Just need somebody just to tap it in certain situations.
Is it about gambling then? Do you think that's what it is? Your players just need to gamble a bit more?
Yeah, and I think it's a knack. I think it's this sort of thing that intuitive goal scorer, that somebody's going to be in there. But they have to contribute in other areas as well. You know, we're not getting somebody just to hang around in the six-yard box. We need them to contribute in the all-round play as well.
And your midfielders can chip in as well. We've just spoken to Chris Basham, and we were talking about him getting into the box and getting forward and linking up with the strikers where possible.
He could have had a hat-trick in the last two games in either one of them. Certainly at Peterborough in the second half, he could have had them. He's had chances again Saturday, so that'll come if he keeps making those runs and keeps getting in the positions. But I think he's done... We talk about the scrappy sort of performances, and we haven't been fluent, but in terms of breaking the opposition down, I think he's been instrumental in that in the last two games.
Andy Butler wasn't in your squad again. What was the situation with him? What's the latest with him?
Nothing. He was, you know, away from home. You tend to be a bit more defensive, put a centre-half on the bench. Stephen McGinn's been good in training, so he got the nod ahead of him on Saturday. Was, you know, Chris Porter, there's two or three of them who are just on the fringes at the moment, unfortunately.
So they're just pushing for a place in your side then?
Yeah, that's it. They've got to keep working. We always say if it, you know, comes to the point where they feel as though they're not getting a chance, we'll have a look at it.
Have any of them come and said that to you yet? Because I know Andy Butler, you mentioned you'd had a chat about getting first team football.
Yeah, we had a chat with Andy after the first game when he was left out against Bristol City, but we've had nothing further with them, with any of them though.
Would there be a possibility if someone came in the next week then you could send them out on loan?
Yeah, that's always open. We're always open to that sort of thing. We hate players sitting in the stand, you know. Footballers want to play come Saturday, 3 o'clock. They want to be out there at least in the 18, involved in somebody's first team. So if we can't use them at the moment, then we'll always look at that situation.
I suppose it doesn't benefit anybody, does it, if they're just sat in the stands?
No, it doesn't. And the other thing is, if we get one or two more in, it might knock them further back.
In terms of recruitment then, any update for us at this moment in time?
No, we've got calls in and things, so we're just waiting to hear.
A couple of names to throw at you then. Firstly, an odd one I find, Jason Pearce at Leeds United. Is he someone that you've possibly looked at?
We've looked at him, certainly, yeah. I think he'll be a bit beyond us with his contract at Leeds. And Championship players and what they want for him might be a bit beyond us, but yeah, we like Jason Pearce.
And he's someone who's played in every game for them as well this season. That makes it more difficult, doesn't it?
It does. It's going to be difficult to tempt somebody, a club, to let somebody go who's currently in the first team, but we are trying to do that if necessary.
What about Harry Maguire? We spoke at the time when he moved on about the possibility of maybe going and asking for a loan. He's not featured in the whole squad as of yet. Is that something you might look at?
I think that'll depend upon Europe. We would love to have Harry back, but I think while they're still in Europe and they're coming to the League Cup as well, then those are the games. He's not been in the A-team for the league matches. It's interesting, I think they're signing Michael Dawson from Spurs as well. So we'll have to see how that one develops.
Is that something you could just give Steve Bruce a call about? And do you have that kind of relationship there?
Yeah, we know Steve. He's kicked us enough over the years, so we know him intimately from that point of view. But yeah, if we think there's a chance, we'll certainly do that. I don't think there'll be any problem with Harry coming back in terms of supporters and us here. The service he gave for 3 years, everybody would welcome him back with open arms.
And again, that could be a positive for everybody, couldn't it? You get a player who you're familiar with and a player who's played in this league and is obviously a player who you see playing in the Premier League, and they get him some more game time.
Yeah, that's it. If he's not, it's a similar situation to what we've got with our lads just outside the squad, where they're going to get the most benefit from. And if he might feel as though he wants Championship football to make that step up at least. So we'll address that one if we can.
Different type of player, Chris Eagles, out of contract at the moment in time. Is he someone that you've thought about, looked at, spoken to?
Nope, not until you've just mentioned him.
Will you now think about him and look at him?
I don't think so. I think we've got Jamie Murphy and Ryan Flynn and Jamal and that, and Ben Davies is doing very well in a wide area. It's not an area we're looking to strengthen at the moment.
Are you confident of getting something done then before next Monday, both on the defensive front and, I guess, the striker front?
We're going to try. We're going to try everything we can, to invest in a couple of players for the next 9 months, maybe beyond.
What about West Ham then? It's a tasty little fixture, this one.
It is, yeah. Whenever you get drawn against a Premier League side, it's a tough one more as much as anything. And I think it's completely different going down there as to playing them at Bramall Lane. Mm. I think they got knocked out this time last year by somebody. Was it Forest?
They got to the semi-finals last year. Might have been the FA Cup.
They got knocked out, played a young side or something. And you know, so we're not we're not sure what sort of side Sam will put out. But they got the first league win under the belt Saturday. Sure, he won't risk anybody of the, you know, very important to him. But you've always got that Premier League quality throughout the squad, not just throughout their first 11.
Does that make it even more difficult when you really don't have a clue what his starting 11 might be?
Yeah, it is, because you can't really work on stuff. You can't show them opposition. They can make, you know, 4 changes, 10 changes, might change the whole 11. So, we'll try and get our side out and prepared in the right way.
Even if they play the kids, you know that an academy at West Ham has quite a lot of pedigree.
Certainly has over the years. But yeah, you just look through their squad, you know, they have a 20, 25-man squad. numerous, I think, internationals, you know, foreigners and everything, that would, I think, certainly get in most championship teams and therefore League One sides.
It's a nice ground, though, isn't it? It's a great atmosphere down there as well. Their fans are fantastic. It'll be a good away following. It's a good fixture all around, isn't it, I suppose?
I think as well, with them moving, I think it's important. You know, we, it might be the last time we play at Upton Park. So I think that makes it extra special as well. But it is always one of those sort of older grounds where you close, the crowd are close to you. And yeah, it should be, although it's probably won't be a full house anywhere near it, it still should be a good atmosphere.
How tempted are you to make quite a few changes?
We're going to see how the lads are in training. Yeah, Preston's very important, but I think we're having the international break now, 2 weeks after Preston, and that makes it slightly different for us as well. We're trying to win the game, so we won't be making too many changes to sort of save people for Preston.
And this cup clearly means a lot to you as well, doesn't it, personally?
All of them. Every cup competition we're playing, you know, we made changes for the Mansfield side. That was the first week of the season, but we thought we had enough to still win the game, which was proved, and we want to get a side out to do the same tomorrow.